Let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball and start with our defensive line. As we go across the board, we feel we have tremendous depth at the defensive end position. Everson Griffin, we feel, is one of the premier pass rushers off the edge, but I don't think he has enough credit for what he does at the point against the run. He got an opportunity to play in his first Pro Bowl last year, and we're expecting big things to continue with him. On the other side, Brian Robinson, who's been a steady Eddie for us on the right side of our defensive line. What you've seen last year was a little bit of him standing up, rushing inside, and Coach Zimmer's creativity using his skill set to what fits him best to get the most production out. I believe last year in Coach Zim's system, he had his most productive year, and we're expecting big things from him again. The man in the middle, the guy who anchors the whole defense, Linville Joseph, is probably the best nose tackle against the run. You cannot move him off the ball. You watch tape on him, and you see teams double-teaming him, at times triple-teaming him. He has ability to hold the point, and he has great instincts off blocks to locate the ball in line. He also, for a big man, can get pushed in the pocket as a pass rusher. He's not going to be that slippery finesse type rusher, but he's going to use his power and strength to collapse blockers into the quarterback's lap to create havoc. Sharif Floyd, who's had the injury bug a little bit, but a tremendous athlete in line. He is our under tackle, and that under tackle not only has to be able to hold the point against the run, but be an inside pass rusher. And with the combination of him and Tom Johnson, who replaced him last year when he was injured, we feel we have two very good inline pass rushers. The guy who was another surprise last year was Danelle Hunter. He was our third round pick and ended up being one of our best pass rushers off the edge. We utilized him both from the left and the right side. I believe he was second in the NFL last year in all rookie rushers, and looking forward to him having another great year. We have a lot of guys behind them that are going to be battling for that eighth or ninth spot on our defensive line. Justin Tritow's back from last year. He is the man who every time he stepped on the field, he intercepted a screen pass. I think he played five plays on defense, and two of them were for interceptions on screen passes. But he gives us tremendous value on what he does on special teams. Our linebacker group is led by two very young, talented players. Anthony Barr, who not only is a great run defender, can drop in coverage, can make plays rushing a passer. You can see all the unique tools that he has by the way Coach Zimmer and the defensive staff utilize him. And he seems when we need to make a significant play on defense or something to turn the game around, he's the type of talent that can turn a game around making an individual play. He also had an opportunity to go to his first Pro Bowl last year. And then his college teammate, Eric Kendricks, manned down the middle for us last year. Very productive. I believe he was Rookie of the Month in October. Continues to get better. Can call and make all the checks on our defense. Tremendous instincts, both in the run and passing game. And I think one of the key signings that we had was to get Chad Greenway back this year. Not only is he a significant player for us and has been, but his leadership in the locker room, his leadership out in the community are something that are rare in today's NFL. And it'll be great to have Chad back and hopefully finish out his career as a Minnesota Viking. And our key signing this offseason in the UFA market was Emmanuel Lemire. He came from Cincinnati, played for Coach Zimmer in Cincinnati for a couple years. He's a weak side linebacker that has great athletic skills, can do a lot of things with him as a coverage linebacker, and also a tremendous special teams player. And the last guy I'd like to mention, Kentrell Brothers. We felt we had a steal for him on the third day of the draft. Most productive linebacker I've seen in college football last year. May not have all the ideal physical measurements, but you can't put a value on the type of instincts that he plays with, and we feel he's going to make a lot of plays for us as he continues to develop as a linebacker. This season, the defensive backfield was another area that we wanted to address. So let's go ahead and look at what we were able to accomplish at the corner position. Xavier Rhodes will man the right side of our defense at the corner position. He has tremendous length, can match up, and what Coach Zim has done over the past couple of years because of his skill set is match him up versus the opponent's number one receiver. So he's going to get tested every week, and he seems to respond the more he gets challenged. And we're very excited to look to see what he does this year. On the other side, our number one pick last year, Trey Waynes, continues to develop. Great athlete, great speed. You've seen him play a little bit towards the end of the year where he made some significant plays. The interception in the Seattle game, had a couple nice plays when he started against Arizona on that Thursday night, and is really becoming more comfortable with the techniques being taught and him being more comfortable within the scheme where he does not have to think anymore. He can just play off his natural instincts and use his natural ability and speed. Another key signing this offseason was getting Terrence Newman back. His leadership, his experience, and his ability to still play at a high level, even at his age, gave us great value last year. Not only does he play well on the field, but also how he develops our young guys and how he has become a leader on this football team. Very similar to what we see in Chad Greenway. To have a guy like him on our team, we felt was just invaluable, and we needed to sign him back. Captain Munderlin was our nickel corner last year. His first year here, he played outside and nick. We wanted to focus on just nick last year, and he did a great job at that once he became our nickel corner. He is a key part of this defense and has really bought into the system that Coach Zim is teaching. Our second round pick this year, Mac Alexander out of Clemson, also is another very talented young athlete. Has great speed and quickness. We'll put him in at the nick, but he also has the ability to play outside. And the one thing that we have learned here and that Coach Zim teaches is you can never have enough good corners, especially the way the NFL has evolved and the passing game has evolved in this league. Marcus Sherrills, Mr. Everything for us, plays a role on defense when asked, but may be one of the most dangerous punt returners in the league right now. Not only does he make contributions as a punt returner, but also he plays on all four phases of special teams. As we continue with our secondary, let's look at the safety position. Our number one priority this offseason was signing Harrison Smith to a long-term extension. He is the leader of our defense. He runs the back end. He can play near the line of scrimmage. He can play deep. He makes plays in a passing game. He is one of the most vicious but clean hitters in the NFL today and brings tremendous value to our defense. Coach Zimmer feels that having him on board and us extending him, like we have done with all of our young players, that he will be a core piece to this defense and its success for years to come. Opposite him, there's going to be tremendous competition. We signed Andrew Sandejo back, who also has value on defense but may be our best special team player. So if he's not the starter, we know we have a Pro Bowl caliber player on special teams. If he is a starter, we went 11-5 with him last year as a starter. Our UFA signing this year was Michael Griffin from Tennessee. Worked with Jerry Gray, tremendous athlete, a little bit of an older player, but still has a lot of value in the passing game. And it's going to be interesting to see how all these different pieces, because they all have different skill sets, how all these pieces will come together. And talking about Michael Griffin a little bit, he's a little bit more athletic, a little bit better range on the back end that can help in the passing game, where Andrew Sandejo is just a hammer. The final group I'd like to address is our specialist. Kevin McDermott, who we signed last year, has been very steady both on his long and short snaps and is a key to the success we've had on special teams. Let's talk about our two young specialists, starting with Blair Walsh, who has tremendous leg strength, maybe the best kickoff player in the league right now. I think he's always in the top 10 or top 5 in touchbacks, which is key. I know it was a disappointing way to end the season last year, but everybody supports and believes in Blair Walsh. That's why we extended him last year, and we feel he's going to be an excellent kicker for us, not only this year, but in future years to come. And finally, Jeff Locke. Jeff is another young punter that has had his ups and downs. He has had the disadvantage of kicking in some very tough, inclement conditions in TCF. When you look at his stats over the last six or seven ball games last year, and when he kicked indoors, he was very effective. And we feel that by going into the new stadium and his experience and him continuing to mature as a punter, that we have our punter for the future.